Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every week, every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Limited Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th on a Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Scholar Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff. Everyone else on the net. It is cold here tonight. 9 degrees, that's the low. It was 33. It was probably around midnight. And we have about an inch of snow today. That was about it. South of me, I know is where they got, I think south of you is where they really got bombed. Good around Oswego and Pulaski and that. So, yesterday coming home from church, as soon as I got to the Twin Bridges there on the Pine Grove Road, suddenly the wipers just stuck there. Both of them just stuck. The one directly right smack in my line of vision. And the wiper motor just started clanking and broke down. It spit gear parts all over the place. Decided to see, well, let's see what it would cost to have it fixed. Chrysler Garage wanted almost $500. They said that the whole mechanism has to be changed, and the mechanism alone would be over $300. So I said, well, forget that. So I got one coming from a junker at Kathleen's tomorrow. It seems on the old things where the wiper transmission, the motor were separate units, everything today is all one unit now. That's the wonder of modern vehicles. So hoping that my friend Dennis there at Valley View and I can get that done in the cold tomorrow. So pick it up at the junkyard and get that in. I can drive it now, but as long as I don't need wipers, I'm all right. So we'll get that in tomorrow, and I'll be back in business. With that, I want to wish you and everyone a happy new year, and I hope it'll be a better year than this past year for sure. That will say God bless. 73s, N2PFM cleared.
All right, George, yeah, I've had that happen before. I had one go on me. Well, I shouldn't say go on me. I broke one. Trying to bust loose the blade from the frozen windshield, but let me tell you, that was no fun putting that back together. That is some small spaces you got to get your hand into, and you got to, you know, try to fit tools back in there. It's up above the firewall. It's really not a lot of fun. And as I recall, I seem to have several cuts on my hands by the time I got done with that. But well, good luck with it. And you have a good new year, too, and I'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Some pump got jammed up with pieces of firewood and bark and stuff, and now the basement's flooded again. I got 9 degrees up on the hill here. I just got the sump pump back together and having it jammed up with bark, blew out the GFI, and now the GFI doesn't handle a load, so I'm running extension cords from upstairs to downstairs just to get the basement pumped out. I don't want to be changing the GFI standing in 6 inches of water.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine you don't. Well, I don't know what the sump hole is that you have there, but we always stuck a colander in there. But you know, If the water gets up above the colander, then all bets are off anyway. But, well, good luck with it, and, yeah, definitely wait till it gets pumped out before you start screwing around with that. All right, good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you. It's KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, not much to report. We had to work here pretty much the entire day. Doing some exercises, finally. It's boy, I really miss that towpath and going out for a run. It's just, yeah, there's nothing that quite replaces that. No kind of workout equipment or anything replaces a good run on the trail. Even a short one is a nice run, you know, is a nice workout. But, well, I guess we're just going to have to wait till spring. So anyway, that's about all I got to report. Not a lot. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 is to all listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Sounds like you're right next door. No traffic.
Okay, that's what I like to hear, Dennis. N2WBX. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else?
Because I've been covering the other ones here, but Jack is not a nut tonight. He added some other stuff come up here, so I'm here doing it tonight. But Bob, good to hear you, my friend.
I'm here, Mark, at 5AOW clear.
Yep, that's what we do with Octon. Jack usually checks it, so. But I'm glad I'm getting in up here, so.
and thank all you folks for supporting Octon. Anyone else for Octon, the weather without traffic. I'm going to make this a final call. Final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. I want to thank all you folks for supporting Octon. I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is there.